This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, we got time for you if you want to join us here. Plenty of time where you can take control of the airwaves and you can bring up anything that you want. With you, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And you can also call us toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here with the story about a really kind of detailed, interesting piece about Venezuelan Bitcoin mining. There aren't a whole lot of people that are making good money in Venezuela these days. It's pretty much a socialist hellhole. People are going hungry. They're not eating as much as they should be able to. They're barely making any money at most of the things that they do.
People are risking their lives to flee the country.
That's right. That was one of the more recent stories we talked about, where people were literally just trying to paddle away on rafts to go to a nearby island. I forget what the country was. What was it? Curacao or something like that?
Turks and Caicos, I think. Or Curacao.
Curacao. That's how you pronounced it. And then, of course, Trinidad and Tobago aren't far away either, so I'm sure some people are trying to get up there, too. So it's terrible, and people want to generally get out. But there's one reason that some people are staying around. That's because the electricity is subsidized in one of their crazy socialist programs. They're subsidizing electricity, which means that you basically get it for near to free. And that means that Bitcoin mining all of a sudden becomes a very profitable business to get into. Now, Johnny Ray's not on tonight, but he's one of our co-hosts who has actually invested in Bitcoin mining in the past, and it was many years ago. And even back then, he couldn't make it work. Even when it was him and his brother that went into it together, and they invested in some mining equipment, and his brother even had free electricity, but it just didn't work out because of, I guess, the equipment that they needed continued to sort of escalate in the complexity that was necessary to make any money at it, and they were never really able to pay back their investment. So if you have free electricity, that's certainly the best way to go about doing Bitcoin mining, but even then, it's not a guarantee. So the story here is from Reason.com, and it's about how they've turned socialism against itself. In the process, they've gained access to a currency with far more purchasing power than the government-issued bolivar, which trades for about 1/30th of a penny on the black market. As a local saying goes, Venezuelan money is, quote, no good for buying toilet paper or even wiping your ass, unquote.
And we were talking, I saw a Facebook post where was actually a friend of a friend that lives in Venezuela. So, you know, one of my friends has a friend that lives in Venezuela.
Right.
Shared this, and it's a picture of a stack of money. And it says, here I have 300 bills of 100 equals 30,000 BS for Bolivar Strong, Bolivar Fuerte.
Which is so funny. BS.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. He says, today with this amount of Bolivar, I can buy $7.
Mm.
In 2007, with this amount, I could buy a car.
Wow.
In a few hours, these 300 bills will be exchanged for only $2.
It's insane.
Yeah, that's how horrible the inflation is there. But, of course, the Venezuelan government no longer counts inflation and blames the guy in Hoover. What was his
Alabama.
Name?
Alabama.
Yeah, the guy from Guadalajara, Hoover, just down the road from where I was born and raised.
Yeah.
That runs DolarToday.com.
Great website,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, Venezuelan government blames him for the inflation, not their policies.
Right.
And not the fact that, you know, they're printing more money and not actually able to pay for the more money. But, yeah, it's a guy running a website telling you the exchange rate. He's the reason that inflation is out of control.
The Venezuelan Central Bank wants you to believe that he's the problem when all he's doing is getting information from his friends in the black market.
Which isn't that kind of an admission on the Venezuelan government's part that they can be taken down
by a
guy who works... what does he work at? Home Depot?
Home Depot.
Yeah. A guy that works in Home Depot... What, 1,000 miles away from the country, maybe 2,000?
Yeah, probably.
Like, this guy is more powerful than Nicolas Maduro?
Bitcoin's potential as an alternative to government-issued currency is still hotly debated outside of Venezuela, but in a country lacking food and basic health care, there's a whole other story that we never really got into about the hospitals and just how dismal they are in Venezuela. There's nothing theoretical about it. Bitcoin is helping to keep pantry shelves full and medicine cabinets stocked, making life tolerable, if not always easy, in the midst of a socialist hell. Like many Bitcoin users, Alberto, the miner who makes $1,200 per day, imports food from the United States through Amazon's Prime Pantry service. This would be impossible with bolivars because almost no one outside of Venezuela accepts them as payment. And the growing scarcity of U.S. currency has made purchasing foreign goods with dollars increasingly difficult.
So I wonder how this guy is using his Bitcoin on Amazon. Is he buying gift cards through, say, Gift?
Why, yes, he is. Not Gift, but a different company. They'll give you that here in a moment. Though the Seattle-based retail giant doesn't accept Bitcoins itself, plenty of intermediary companies do. Alberto purchases Amazon gift cards through the cryptocurrency-friendly website eGifter, using software to mask the location of his computer. Then he routes his orders through a Miami-based courier service. I mean, can you imagine going through all of this trouble just to get some groceries? That's what you have to do if you can afford to do it, and he's one of the few people who can afford to do this. Alberto's mining partner, Luis, age 27, buys electronics, perfumes, soaps, and shampoo on Amazon. Recently, he purchased a wallet, a jigsaw puzzle, and a Tommy Hilfiger shirt. Alberto and Luis are typical of the growing number of Venezuelans using Bitcoin to put food on the table. Some are even using it to purchase goods from foreign suppliers to keep their businesses running. In more than a dozen interviews, members of the community, some of whom are miners, that is, Bitcoin miners, and others who simply use the currency, described how this technology has alleviated daily hardships, making it possible for them to live reasonably comfortable lives despite the disintegrating society around them. Many Bitcoin users live in constant fear of being discovered and agreed to speak with reason only on the condition of anonymity. Alejandro, a 25-year-old miner who lives in the state of Taquira, is helping to feed his family with groceries purchased from Walmart.com using a NetTeller card, which is a prepaid card that allows users to deposit bitcoins and spend dollars. Now, that's something that we've experimented with here on Free Talk Live. We had, Daryl, you and I both have the WageCan card.
Had.
It's kind of in limbo right now, the WageCan card. What happened with yours? I know that with mine, they basically said, yeah, we had a falling out with the bank, and we're going to try to replace that, but they never have.
Yeah, I got that same thing, and then they also sent an email of you need to verify some info that I had given them originally.
Right.
I wound up, I didn't have any money on the card.
Mm-hmm.
So I did screw it and toss the cards in the shredder.
Oh, okay. So you said the info verification wasn't worth doing. You just weren't willing to keep the card. I like the card. It was one of the first ones of its kind. And
I love the concept of it.
Yeah. And the idea is, you know, imagine a MasterCard logoed card. Looks like any other debit card or credit card or whatever. Functions as a debit card. It has a balance. And that balance is denominated in U.S. dollars, not in Bitcoin. You load the card with Bitcoin, and at the point that you load it, at the point that you transfer the Bitcoin into the loading address, it then translates that into U.S. dollars.
Yes.
And puts dollars on the card. So as soon as you load the Bitcoin in, it is no longer in Bitcoin form. They translate that out into to dollars. But then you've got a card that's ultimately powered by Bitcoin that is based in U.S. dollars, and you can use it at pretty much any point of purchase out there.
Right.
It's very rare. I think the only time that it was declined for me was at the State House cafeteria. And that's, I could not use it there for some reason. But every other place I've tried it, grocery stores, Domino's, pizza, I mean, all kinds of places, it has worked just fine. And since WageCan came out with their card, there have been several others that have come out. So they mentioned this card, NetTeller. BitPay has one now, and BitPay is a major, like, Bitcoin service provider, if you will. They market themselves towards merchants, but the BitPay card is available to anybody, And
I think Coinbase has one, but it might not be available everywhere in the U.S.
There are several states, multiple states, where it's not available, including New Hampshire, the last time I checked. But the BitPay card is available in New Hampshire, and I think BitPay's card is available in all 50 states, as a matter of fact. So check that one out. I have yet to get the BitPay card, but I'm looking at doing it if WageCan doesn't get their S together pretty soon. 855 450 free. We'll continue. Venezuelan Bitcoin miners on the way.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. We're talking about Bitcoin, specifically mining Bitcoin in Venezuela, a country which is just an absolute socialist hellhole. in almost every way, except for one, and that is that the government, in its socialist wisdom, is subsidizing energy, which means that people can get electricity pretty much for free, and so that means that making bitcoins can be pretty profitable, or mining bitcoins can be pretty profitable for some folks who are willing to risk it, because apparently the government, I suspect, would not like it if they found out that you were using electricity to basically undermine the government's own money system, which is kind of what they're doing there. So we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. Another way to undermine the system is to get out of the health insurance system. Go to healthexcellenceselect.com, where you can get a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. This is a free market healthcare company that can actually give you freedom from insurance. And they've got a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional that you want. You can check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, by the way, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. So go to healthexcellenceselect.com and learn more. That's healthexcellenceselect.com. We're talking about some of these Bitcoin entrepreneurs and how it is that the Bitcoin mining process in Venezuela is really bringing the folks who are doing it, bringing their level of living standards up quite a bit. They're able to afford to buy things from online like Amazon and Walmart and have food delivered to them, whereas most people are waiting in lines for hours just to get the most basic of food stuff.
I wonder how Purse would work for somebody that's sending the stuff to a courier in Miami before it gets to them in Venezuela.
Yeah, that's a good point, because Purse, you're talking about saveatpurse.com. This is one of the intermediaries that allows people to save on buying through Amazon.
Yes.
But usually when you're doing a Purse delivery, they are shipping to what they think is your home and expecting that when you receive the product that you're going to say, oh, I received the product. Because what happens with Purse is the Bitcoin that you are willing to sell in exchange for these Amazon products goes into an escrow.
Yes.
And then when you receive the product, you then say, oh, I got the product. And Purse releases the Bitcoin to the person who bought the product for you on Amazon. And those people are usually in a hurry. They'd like to get their Bitcoin right away, and so they're going to see delivered, you know, as to whatever this forwarding company is in Miami
right.
that this guy's using, except then it's going to be reshipped from Miami down
right.
to Venezuela.
And,
so,
and in theory, the courier could open the package, tell you, hey, this is what it is,
in theory,
confirm,
yeah.
and then...
They could do that if you're paying them for it, sure.
And I've had, you know, a couple people that... They'll be, you know, checking, oh, it was delivered, and then within an hour, why'd you not release
yes.
escrow? Well, because I didn't go down to the mailbox to pick it up yet.
Right, yeah, they don't realize that, you know, we have mailboxes, they're not coming straight to our house, for
and,
instance.
Well, I mean,
even if it was,
I might not have walked outside in the past
right.
20 minutes.
Or you may have been at work at 2 correct. O'clock in the afternoon when the package got delivered.
Yeah, some people are impatient, and that's just how it is on
yeah.
there. So, saveatpurse.com, you can check that out. But, no, what they're using is... intermediaries like, let's see, what are they said that one of them was? eGifter.
Yeah.
Gift.com was another one. That's GYFT.
Yes.
These are companies that will sell you discounted gift cards. So you get, like, what, 3% off or something like that? I haven't
the
been
last
there in a
time
while.
I've used Gift, I have not gotten the rewards points.
Really? So did they end that, do you think?
No, they still have it under their FAQ. I just need to send an email.
Hmm.
And say, hey, I've bought some gift cards and haven't got rewards points. What's going on with that?
Yeah, that's weird. So anyway, those are ways that you can instantly order stuff. You don't have to deal with
right.
intermediaries or escrow or anything like that. And you don't save as much, but you get the stuff faster.
Right.
So back to the story here about Alejandro, who is buying things off of Walmart.com using a NetTeller card, which is one of those prepaid credit cards we talked about, or debit cards, more accurate term, that allows users to deposit bitcoins and spend dollars. Every 3 weeks, he also loads up his card with bitcoins and crosses into Colombia to stock up on provisions. Jesus, a 26-year-old living in the city of Barquisimeto credits Bitcoin with saving his business. He's the proprietor of a small cell phone and computer repair shop located in a mall. When his suppliers ran out of inventory because of trade restrictions, his store was on the verge of going under. Then a friend introduced him to Bitcoin. Now he orders $400 worth of supplies from Amazon in a good month, and his business has recovered. He says, I have access to tools and inventory that are difficult to find or extremely expensive in Venezuela. And that's one of the things that I love about what they're doing here with Bitcoin. It's not like they're just, you know, making this, they're mining this Bitcoin and then making themselves more wealthy because of that, like eating lobster or whatever. They're not just increasing their own personal wealth. They're using the money that they're getting from Bitcoin to roll back into their businesses that was their original, you know, thing they were doing. So this guy saved his computer business from going out of business, which means that his customers still have a guy they can go to get their computers repaired. If it weren't for Bitcoin, he'd be out of business, and there may not be another computer repair store in that same vicinity. And if there is, then they can raise their prices because now they're the only game in town. But presumably the economy's in such bad shape, this guy might have been the only one in the neighborhood. And so now people can continue to get computer help, and that means that they'll be able to be more productive and get stuff done. So they're rolling this money that they're getting from the Bitcoin mining back into their communities and probably helping, you know, if not save lives, help people enjoy whatever enjoyment they could possibly get out of this terrible situation there. So good for them for, you know, sort of using Bitcoin to subsidize the thing that they love to do so they can continue it. Ricardo is a 30-year-old photography teacher. He's earning about $500 in monthly revenue with a rack of 5 mining computers that are hidden in a soundproofed room of his family's 2-story house. His mother has chronic liver disease, and the medication she needs to stay alive is no longer sold in Venezuela. With Bitcoins, however, he's able to purchase the drug from foreign suppliers. Bitcoin, he says, is our only hope nowadays to survive. So Bitcoin, in his case, is literally keeping his mother alive.
And that's an improvement on any economy that I'm aware of, being able to just order. I'm assuming this is a prescription drug.
Probably not legally ordering it online, but yeah.
Well, right, but...
But that helps.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting their life saved because of that. Even if it's illegal, God has blessed them for doing it. That's amazing. Bitcoin miners may have unique access to foreign goods, but they also live under constant threat. Many fear they'll be discovered by the Servicio Bolivariano de Inteligencia Nacional, SEBIN, the country's secret police force. SEBIN officers hunt for Bitcoin miners and then extort them under the threat of arrest and criminal prosecution. Hey, that sounds like our own FBI here in the United States and the DEA and the Secret Service, as we learned with the Silk Road with Ross Ulbricht, where those agents, DEA and Secret Service specifically, were extorting money from a Bitcoin guy.
Yeah.
In this case, Ross Ulbricht, who was located in San Francisco. He was paying them weekly in some cases for information on investigations that might be run against him. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More on the crackdown against Bitcoiners in Venezuela. This is Risky Business. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap.
These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. And bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking a lot about the Venezuelan Bitcoin miners. And it's apparently a risky business. We're just now getting into the section about the crackdown, apparently, that's happening against them in a country where, you know, basically, without any real way to make any money, you're going to starve because the government has put ridiculous price controls on everything, including their money, which has really caused a huge amount of damage, having the government official exchange rate of one U.S. dollar to 10 strong bolivar, which, of course, they're not very strong anymore, as we were discussing earlier. The actual exchange rate in the black market is about one U.S. dollar to 4,000 bolivar. So it's just insane what
the
difference is.
How long is it going to take until it's $1 million?
You mean 1 million bolivar for one U.S. dollar? Probably not that much longer. I mean, at the rate that it's going, maybe sometime next year. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or maybe by that time they'll bring out the super-strong bolivar or the extra-strong bolivar. Anyway, with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We'll tell you more about the Venezuelan Bitcoin mining crackdown coming up here in moments. You, of course, can take control of the airwaves. And if you want to try out MyPillow, risk-free for 60 days. Well, you can't get mine. I'm not going to give that to you because it's a great pillow. But you can get your own MyPillow at MyPillow.com by using code FTL. You get one MyPillow at half price or get two for the price of one. However many you want, it's up to you. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live, gets you the discount at MyPillow.com. It's a great pillow. I've been using it for several months here. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, unlike your regular pillow that you probably are using right now, you can actually wash MyPillow. Your typical pillows are not designed for that, but MyPillow is. You can wash it and put it in the dryer, so you keep it clean, which is awesome. So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, get your special offer there at one MyPillow at half price, or two for the price of one. By the way, the pillow is guaranteed to last 10 years, and if for some reason you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back within the first 60 days, and you get your money back. So MyPillow.com, code FTL. As we go to Ian, he is calling us from China. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey, buddy. Hey, guys. It's been a long time.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I've been in China for better than 16 years, and it is finally coming to an end.
Okay.
Let me tell you, if I had just taken my wife and sneaked in over the border from Mexico into the U.S., we could sit back and wait for her to get citizenship. But no, I decided to do it the legal way. I even hired an attorney. For the last couple of years, we've been doing this and doing that. And then we sat there, we were told you're approved. Everything's ready. A simple interview. You're gone. That was 12 months ago.
Mm.
So I called my attorney. I said, what's happening? She made a phone call to a friend of John Kerry. You've got to pat Mr. Kerry on the back. He made a phone call, and an hour later I got an email. Your interview has been set up. Please
wow.
come and talk to us.
So I've got a question for
the
you.
The man obviously...
Quick. You said that if you would have just gone to Mexico and come across the border, that you would just wait on your wife to wind up getting citizenship. What's the basis for that actually being fact? It sounds, you know, like a urban myth.
Well, my mother was an illegal alien from Guadalajara, Mexico, and I have many friends in the U.S. who are, they're undocumented immigrants. Reality, they're illegal aliens. And you're always hearing in the American news how different elements of the Congress or the Senate want to legalize those people who are there.
So you're speculating. You're saying
it's
that
it's pure speculation because nothing has ever been passed.
And what your mother
I'm trying to be sarcastic.
What it sounds like your mother had that it doesn't sound like your wife has is an anchor baby, and that makes it easier.
Yeah, my mother had 11 anchor babies. That
yeah,
kept her in the U.S. pretty well.
So that helps.
All right, so you've been spending a bunch of time and money on immigrating your wife from China here into the United States. You were pointing out that having a political connection seemed to help. Go ahead with your story.
Well, it's uncanny because my wife has a master's degree and a bachelor's. I have a master's degree. We're both very well-experienced English teachers. I'm also a retired registered nurse practitioner. I just got back from Taiwan where I met some other people who are applying to go to the U.S. And I didn't realize that while it's been tough for me to bring my wife in, good Lord, it's even tougher for them. These are intelligent people, well-spoken, highly educated, experienced with a lot of money. And they are in 8-year waiting lists to get in.
Well, yeah, I mean, and this is why people come here illegally. And then what ends up happening is... people know that when they get here illegally, some of your higher-end jobs are not as easy to get without papers. So what you end up with is people who are going to be working entry-level jobs anyway. And then they look at it and point, oh, look, it's a bunch of entry-level workers. Like, well, yeah, because you're telling everybody else no, essentially.
And the good news is next week, you imagine it's China, 1.4 billion people. And there is one office in which you can interview to immigrate to the U.S. One office. So we'll fly 5 hours to Guangzhou, have our interview, and they'll tell us then and there on the spot, okie dokie, here's your papers. We'll come back, then we'll fly to the U.S., and within 4 weeks of arrival, her green card is in the mail.
And you've been working on this for how long?
We'll wait.
12
Just
years?
Over 2 years now.
2 years, okay. 2 years.
Two.
How much money have you poured into it? Including attorney's fees.
About $6,000.
Is that included
about
the attorney?
About $6,000. Yeah, well, the attorney was originally only $2,000. American fees are cheap. It's less than $600 total for American fees. But we ran into some bumps in the road because of my wife's mother's closeness to Chairman Mao.
Now, $600 may not be a lot for an American, but for people in some poor countries, it's a whole lot of money,
yes.
And that can make coming here very, very difficult.
Try moving to Australia. The fees from Australia?
Even worse?
Real money, real world, $9,000 Australian.
Damn.
That's about $7,000 American.
Yeah, it's crazy. Thanks for sharing that story tonight, Ian. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, you can tell whatever story you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I was at a gathering recently of some of the liberty activists here in New Hampshire and had the opportunity to meet one of the newest migrants from Russia who had come here. Is one of the founders of the Russian Libertarian Party, who has made the move to New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, I forget the guy's name, but I met him at the Shire Sharing event.
Evigny, I think, is his name. And, you know, of course, I have to ask about, you know, how did you get here? You know, what was the process like? And in his case, he got lucky, and he won a lottery.
Yes.
So they picked him of all of these different Russian applicants of people, you know, to possibly come here. He just happened to get picked. So in his case, it didn't actually take him too long, and it didn't cost him too many hundreds of dollars to do it.
Now,
so total luck.
I heard a story on NPR about a year ago, I think it was, where they were talking about the immigration lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people in Africa that they wind up winning the lottery, and then they have a very narrow window in which to go have their interview and all of this.
Mm.
And if you can't scrounge up the money or you don't have all of the money saved, then
sorry,
you're SOL.
Do they pick another lotto winner at that point, or is it just like,
next
yeah,
year.
We'll wait till next year?
Next year.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, whether it's immigration, Bitcoin, mining, and we'll tell you about the crackdown coming up here in moments, or whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Join us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. If you like, you can bring up anything that you want. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We've been off and on discussing the interesting situation that confronts Bitcoin miners in Venezuela. They, on the one hand, have access to energy that is virtually free because of the socialist government there subsidizing the energy business. But on the other hand, it's highly illegal to apparently to mine bitcoins with that energy. Or at the very least, that's what the government is wanting you to believe because they're cracking down.
Well, as they say, it's only illegal if you get caught.
And some of them have been caught. The secret police, in this case, Servicio Bolivariano de Inteligencia Nacional, SEBIN, S-E-B-I-N, the secret police are hunting for Bitcoin miners and extorting them under the threat of arrest and criminal prosecution. The government's crackdown started earlier this year with the arrest of Joel Padron, the 31-year-old owner of a struggling courier service in the city of Valencia. In 2015, a friend introduced Padron to Bitcoin mining as a way to stay afloat during the economic crisis. He purchased 4 computers from China, specifically engineered for the purpose, and invited 3 friends to do the same. They set up a shop in the office where Padron ran his courier service. When his landlord found out what they were up to, he demanded their help in setting up a few computers himself. On March 14th, 2 SEBIN officers showed up unannounced, according to Padron, claiming that workers with the power company had detected high levels of electricity use at that address and demanded to search the premises. That afternoon, he was taken into custody. Padron would spend the next 3.5 months in a SEBIN detention center, sharing a 230-square-foot cell with 12 other men. 230 square feet with 12 men. Among his cellmates was another Bitcoin miner arrested the very same day. Jose Perales, age 46, and Daniel Arez, age 30, employee of Sur Bitcoin, the largest Bitcoin exchange in Venezuela. Padron says his arrest was a way of sending a message to the Bitcoin community that from then on, freedom would come at a price. 2 days later, the state-controlled Venezuelan Television Corporation ran a story that referred to Bitcoin as a tool of, quote, cyber criminals, unquote, who, among other things, quote, evade policies on foreign exchange, unquote. Around the same time, Padron says an acquaintance who's also a Bitcoin miner was visited by seven officers and told, give us money or we're going to put you in jail just like your friend. And of course, the officers know that these people have money. If they're mining Bitcoin, these are probably some of the most wealthy people in any given neighborhood. And so they know that they can get away with this.
Wait a second. You're the only person in this neighborhood that's eaten every day for the last month.
Must be Bitcoin.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering, like, how do you hide massive shipments from Amazon? I mean, it's hard enough to do that in a developed country.
Right.
How do you, if you're living in a third world country, hide massive shipments of things from Amazon on a weekly basis?
My guess is since they're mining... They've got the mining rig set up in the industrial areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shipments going to an industrial park would not necessarily be suspicious.
That's true.
Okay.
Or, you know, if you had an intermediary, somebody that you could ship things to and then pick up in a more surreptitious manner or something like that, rather than just having stacks of packages outside of your front door or something like that. That's a possibility.
Right. So having them go to the industrial areas.
Bitcoin is Bitcoin mining isn't actually illegal in Venezuela, so Padron was charged with contraband for not having the proper paperwork to import the computers from China, while Padron says he did have that paperwork, and for so-called electricity theft. When they raided his office, the seven officers chastised him for, quote, misusing electricity and causing the power outages, unquote.
Ah, yes.
I just imagine myself, like, standing there and just talking to them about supply and demand, and this is why we need prices. But I would probably never actually be that brave, but that, yeah.
To move to Venezuela?
Really funny. Well, no, to tell that to a cop who's currently kidnapping me, but that would just be a really funny thing to do.
Well, if you're already being kidnapped, you might as well have a chat with them.
Well, yeah, but it could turn...
Revealing anything about yourself.
Is it going to stay the same, or can it turn from a kidnap to a beating?
It could.
Or to death, or...
Yeah, it certainly could. You don't want to upset
mocking
your...
Mocking cops can be dangerous.
Your captors.
They're not in keen.
The charge of electricity theft does relate to an ongoing debate in the Bitcoin community. Is mining a waste of power? Even if it's not, should it be happening in Venezuela of all places? The country suffers from severe power shortages. Rather than raise prices to throttle demand, the government has resorted to cutting supply selectively. In April, 4-hour daily blackouts were mandated in some regions of the country, and public employees were ordered to work 2-day weeks to reduce power consumption in government office buildings. But Bitcoin mining arguably is the best possible use of electricity in Venezuela because it's providing the country with what it needs most, a relatively stable currency that retains its value across borders.
And, you know, food.
Exactly. It's not just the miners who benefit. By routinely selling some of their Bitcoin winnings for bolivars to buy food on the black market, miners make it possible for non-miners to trade bolivars for Bitcoins and also participate in this new economy. The government is taking the entire population hostage by locking them into a currency that's sinking, says Andreas Antonopoulos, U.S.-based computer scientist, writer, and influential figure in the Bitcoin community. We've had Andreas on our show a number of times. Really great communicator in the world of Bitcoin. He says Bitcoin is freeing the hostages, unquote. As more Venezuelans have come to rely on Bitcoin, the country's miners have built their own communities for trading, selling, and sharing information. After discovering Bitcoin in 2012, Alberto shared the news at tech meetups and even spoke at conferences. When the security situation grew worse, Bitcoin miners, including Alberto, moved underground. Some of that underground activity now happens on a Facebook group called Bitcoin Venezuela, which was started in May of 2013 by Randy Brito, a 21-year-old libertarian who was then living in Spain. Brito, whose parents fled Venezuela when he was 14, initially wanted the group to serve as an educational forum. But once mining went viral, he says, it became all about commerce and helping users get through their harsh lives.
Now, I wonder if any of these people have gone to the Latin American Bitcoin conferences.
I don't know. If they can afford to do so, maybe they have.
Well, they're able to afford to get, you know, shipments of food from
true.
The U.S. through a special courier.
Well, it's likely that they have. I personally haven't had the opportunity, but...
Well, okay, that's kind of like saying, well, I can afford to go to Market Basket. Therefore, I must be able to afford to go to Pork Fest. That's not really an equivalent.
Well, if they're making $1,200 a day, then they're probably able to afford a plane ticket.
Well, that guy, yeah. But
not all of them are making
that
much.
Yeah, they're not all making.
Some of them are making $500 a month. Most Bitcoin users aren't libertarians in Venezuela, says Brito, but it doesn't matter because libertarian principles are built into the technology. Bitcoin is highly resistant to government interference since it's the first widely accepted digital currency that can be traded without clearing the transaction to a third-party intermediary, such as a credit card company or a bank. It's like cash in that way, but Bitcoin has a significant advantage over paper currency. It can be exchanged through the internet, so it makes no difference if the buyer and seller live on opposite sides of the world. And in addition to that, I'll add that when you do a Bitcoin transaction, the fee is next to zero. I mean, it's
correct.
A few cents at most to send as much Bitcoin as you want to anybody anywhere in the world and to remove fees from financial transactions, from global financial transactions.
Well, yeah, most of the stores that they have gotten to accept Bitcoin here, or the selling point is the fees are less than credit cards.
Correct.
And debit cards.
Which means more money from the sale goes into the store owner's pocket, which means that he can maybe pay his employees a little bit more or go on a vacation at the end of the year that he otherwise wouldn't have been able to afford.
Yes.
So Bitcoin is making a big difference in a lot of people's lives, especially in Venezuela. So they're talking about this Facebook group. It serves as an online bazaar featuring ads for cars, bikes, boats, liquor, protein supplements, soap, smartphones, hiking boots, athletic gear, video games, and toilet paper. Because remember, toilet paper is a highly prized product over in Venezuela. It is one of the things that is a shortage that you just really can't find it very easily over
just
there.
Just use the Bolivar.
Yeah, they're saying that's no good. They're saying the Bolivar isn't even good enough for that.
Is it the John Wayne toilet paper? Like, what would the Bolivar act like John Wayne toilet paper?
I don't know what that means.
It's rough, it's tough, it doesn't take crap off of anybody?
Yeah, maybe so. I've never actually seen the Bolivar, but I would not want to touch down there with money. That stuff has been in all kinds of dirty places, and I'm sure that's not exactly a cleanly thing to do. Not very
true.
Hygienic. Anyway, going on here, we continue. Well, it should be interesting to see what Sarah in Albuquerque has to say about all this. She's hanging on the line.
I don't think she has anything to say about all of this.
But she loves communism.
Yeah, she's a communist. So we're going to get her thoughts coming up here in moments. The Facebook group is allowing people to connect and sell things. Most common items listed are computer parts and Bitcoin mining equipment. We'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. More on the Bitcoin situation in Venezuela coming up. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/freebook. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/freebook.
Thank you.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.